Simon & Schuster Audio presents
Land of Big Numbers, written by Te Ping Chen, read by, in order of appearance, Eddie Lee, Fiona Renee, Matt Yang King, Christine Lakin, Katie Tang, Chris Naoki Lee, and Lin Chen.
To my parents. Lulu. The hour of our birth had been carefully forecast. A winter's day cesarean, timed to coincide with Dr. Fung's lunch break. The doctor pulled me out first, indignant, squalling, like a hotel guest inexpertly roused and tossed before checkout. She came next, and was so perfectly quiet that at first they worried she wasn't breathing at all. Then they thwacked her on the back, and her cries joined mine, and they laid us side by side, boy and girl, two underwater creatures suddenly forced to fill our lungs with cold, dry air. Dr. Fung had operated on my mother as a favor to my uncle, his old classmate. Otherwise, we would have been born in the hospital down the street, where a woman had bled to death after a botched cesarean the previous year. The family had been in the waiting room for hours, and at last, the father-to-be pounded on the doors of the operating room. When no one responded, the family pushed them open to find the lifeless woman on the table, blood pooling on the ground. She was alone. The staff had stripped the medical certificates that bore their names from the wall and fled as soon as the surgery went wrong. From the start, we were lucky, not least because we had each other. As twins, we'd been spared the reach of the government's family planning policies. Two winking fetuses, floating in utero. For the first few weeks of our life, our skulls had matching indentations from where they'd been pressed against each other in the womb, like two interlocking puzzle pieces. Later in life, when we were apart, I'd sometimes touch my hand to the back of my skull when I thought of her, as if seeking a phantom limb. We weren't in any way an extraordinary family. My mother worked as a warehouse clerk, my father a government sanitation planner. When my father was 47, his division chief, a fanciful man who had once dreamed of being an artist, decided to build a public toilet in the shape of a European clock tower. He'd been to Europe and had been impressed by the cleanliness of the toilets and the loveliness of the architecture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?